In 1902, Father built a house at the crest of the Broadview Avenue Hill in New Rochelle, New York. And it seemed, for some years thereafter, that all the family's days would be warm and fair.
His considerable income was derived from the manufacture of fireworks and bunting and other accoutrements of patriotism. Father was also something of an amateur explorer.
The house on the hill in New Rochelle was Mother's domain. She took pleasure in making it comfortable for the men of her family and often told herself how fortunate she was to be so protected and provided for by her husband.
Mother's younger brother worked at Father's fireworks factory. He was a genius at explosives. He was also a young man in search of something to believe in. His sister wondered when he would find it.
Grandfather had been a professor of Greek and Latin. Now retired and living with his daughter and her family, he was thoroughly irritated by everything.
Gazebos, and there were no Negroes.
And everything was right. Listen to that ragtime.
In Harlem, men and women of color forgot their troubles and danced and reveled to the music of Cole House Walker Jr. This was a music that was theirs and no one else's.
One young woman thought Cole House played just for her. Her name was Sarah.
Booker T. Washington was the most famous Negro in the country. He counseled friendship between the races and spoke of the promise of the future. He had no patience with Negroes who lived less than exemplary lives.
A man dreamed of a new life for his little girl. It would be a long journey, a terrible one. He would not lose her as he had her mother. His name was Tata. He never spoke of his wife. The little girl was all he had now. Together, they would escape.
Oh, Danny, look, it's her, Danny!
One immigrant who made an art of escape. He was a headliner in the top vaudeville circuit.
Ich bin die Mutter des großen Houdinis.
He made his mother proud, but for all his achievements, he knew he was only an illusionist. He wanted to believe there was more. Hello, Sonny.
One, and two.
What did you say?
And there was distant music.
Certain men make a
country great.
They can't help it.
At the very apex of the American pyramid.
That's the very tip top.
Like pharaohs reincarnate stood J.P. Morgan.
And Henry Ford.
All men are born equal.
But the cream rises to the top.
Oh, let me at those sons of bitches. These men are the demons who are sucking your very souls dry. I hate them.
Someone should arrest that woman.
The radical anarchist Emma Goldman fought against the ravages of American capitalism as she watched her fellow immigrants' hopes turn to despair on the Lower East Side.
La la, la la.
But America was watching another drama.
Evelyn Nesbit was the most beautiful woman in America. If she wore her hair in curls, every woman wore her hair in curls.
Her lover was the eminent architect Stanford White, designer of the Pennsylvania Station on 33rd Street.
Oh.
Her husband, the eccentric millionaire Harry K. Thaw,
was a violent man!
After her husband shot her lover, Evelyn became the biggest attraction in vaudeville since Tom Thumb.
La, 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 la,
bang!
La, la, la,
bang!
La,
bang!
And although the newspapers called the shooting the crime of the century, Goldman knew it was only 1906.
And there were 94 years to go!